military is one of the largest employers here in the islands. It takes a lot to support its mission with installations across the state. That's why come Wednesday, these jobs will be front and center at a career fair at the Neil Blaisdell Center. Joining us in studio this morning is Sean Morrissey with Navy Region Hawaii to tell us what kinds of positions it's looking to fill. Morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And I'm pleased to be here.
So tell us, how many positions are you looking to fill at Navy Region?
Well, for Navy Region Hawaii itself, we're looking at over 100 positions. We've got 50 security guard positions that we'll be filling, 13 security administrative assistant positions, 5 emergency vehicle dispatcher positions, and 17 firefighter positions. And in addition to Navy Region Hawaii, the Naval Facilities Engineering Command will be there looking to hire over 100 personnel. And in addition, the non-appropriated fund activity, people that do housing and those things will be there as well looking.
Now, unemployment is at an all-time low. You folks apparently are prepared to offer people jobs on the spot.
That's correct. That's one thing that's different this year. We've gotten a new authority called Direct Hire Authority, under which we can actually, at the fair itself, at the expo, offer a tentative job offer to somebody, and then provided they meet the requirements after that with the screening things that we do, we bring them on board.
So this is unusual. You just have a great need, and you need to start putting people to work right away.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And you know, the wonderful thing is this Direct Hire Authority has given us the ability now to fill some of those vacancies that typically, through the normal process, it takes quite a while to bring somebody on board. We would hope, using our Direct Hire Authority, that we would be bringing people on board within 30 to 60 days of the job fair, getting through those requirements and actually bringing them on board.
So tell us, what should people expect when they come to this expo on Wednesday, if you're prepared to make them offers?
What I was going to say is the first thing they should do is make sure they update the resume and they have a good resume that speaks to their educational experiences, any work experience they have. Because one of the things we'll be doing there is we'll have qualifiers from the HR, the Human Resources Service Center there, which will actually qualify them on the spot based on the resumes. They should be prepared for an interview because we'll have interviewers there. We'll do the interview. And then based on the outcome of that qualification and the interviews, we'll be making those job offers right there at the fair. With the exception of the firefighters, the firefighter position, we'll be taking those resumes in, and then we'll be doing some scoring and interviews the following week.
And so what's the pitch? Because you folks aren't the only ones at this job fair. You know, you've got folks from private sector, other military branches, and government as well.
Yeah, we recognize there's a lot of competition out there and a pretty tight job market right now. But, you know, the federal government's, we've got competitive pay. We've got a wonderful benefits package. And once you're in federal employment, it does open some doors for other federal jobs and those. Sometimes, you know, positions are limited to people that are already part of federal workforce. And the other thing I'd say is it's a wonderful job. You're doing something that that supports the nation's Navy, and that's a very rewarding position to be in.
And these are all full-time positions, no part-time?
They're all full-time, no part-time positions. These are all full-time positions.
So you should come mentally prepared, ready to work. And, you know, if you're, let's say, in one career and trying to make a jump to something else, to try something new, you know, this might be the opportunity.
Oh, it'd be an excellent opportunity. The other thing is of course, the firefighters, our security guards, and our vehicle dispatchers also are shift work positions. So some people have things where they may desire something where they potentially could be working in the evening or a different shift that accommodates something with respect to their family life and those things. So, you know, that's another opportunity for somebody that might be looking for something, not just a 9-to-5 job.
Now, I know security guards are in high demand, you know, even on the outside. Lots of training and licensing requirements that have changed over the years. What makes it different for the military?
Well, our security guards, I think, you know, the first thing is we've got a top-notch training program. Our security guards, once they've come on board, we put them through a 5-week, relatively intense training program. And then they're part of the blended security force we have that has civil servant, Air Force, and Navy defenders that are part of that that overall force protection that we provide. So you get to work with those the active duty military personnel, and it's just an exciting thing. I think that's what we can offer.
Is there anything that participants might do to prepare then for Wednesday? Is there something on the website that they can go to that talks about the requirements for some of these jobs?
I'm not sure what's on the website right now, but I can tell you that for the security guard and the firefighter positions, they all have to go through a drug screening. They all go through a two-part medical exam, and they will have a physical agility test, so you do have to be somewhat fit for that. And then they'll have a security clearance for those positions. For emergency vehicle dispatchers, they'll have a medical exam and then a security clearance. And for our admin assistants, they have to have a security clearance.
But the special authority that you have to hire on the spot, I mean, this basically fast-tracks folks where they might wait maybe, I don't know, a couple of months to get hired. The wait time is significantly shortened.
Absolutely. And in the past, for us to bring a security guard on board or any of these positions, it could be 6 to 9 months or sometimes even longer. With this, that ability to actually make the job offer there to somebody, have them qualified, interviewed, make a job offer, we can bring them in the following week and we start all that processing, those medical exams and those things. And so it significantly reduces the time from when somebody would apply to when they're actually brought on board.
And then do some folks then get special privileges on base, use of the facilities, the PX? How does that work?
There are some things that they're allowed. They use our the fitness facilities and those things. Typically, the PX and the commissary is not one of those privileges they would get. But being able to use some of the MWR facilities on the base
and MWR,
that, morale, welfare, and recreation, the restaurants and those things is one of the benefits that would go with that.
Okay, one of the perks of the job.
Yeah.
Trying to think now in areas, let's say, where you have jobs that are hard to fill. Have there been instances where then you recruit from other states, other territories?
Yeah, we've done that in the past. In fact, our most some of our recent guard hirings and firefighter recruitments, we actually go out worldwide and we pick up a number of people that apply off of the mainland for those positions as well, and then go through that normal processing. But that's part of what ends up making it take 6 to 9 months frequently for somebody to get on board.
Right. So your first preference is to hire locally.
Oh, yeah. We love to hire locally if we can. And this direct hire authority has given us the ability to do that. And we know when we hire locally, we have somebody who's here. They, typically are going to be with us for a longer period of time. They understand the islands and they like it here.
All right. So, well, job fairs maybe weren't part of the picture before. This year they are, and hopefully you get a good turnout on Wednesday.
Thank you. Yeah, we had the 31st of January we did was really the first one we've done with this style. There were a lot of applicants there, and as I said, it's already yielded. The first people are actually on board coming off of that job fair we did.
All right. Well, good luck on Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
That was Sean Morrissey, the Deputy Operations Officer for Navy Region Hawaii. The Hawaii Career Expo will be held at the Neil Blaisdell Center March 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.